Kellogg, Melrose, Massachusetts, August 25, 1904. Dr. Kellogg, dear brother, this morning I received a letter from you. I would encourage you in the efforts that you are making to press into the light. We pray for you, that you will work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, knowing that it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I would not say one word to destroy hope. I know that the enemy will work diligently to dishearten right effort. I have been much discouraged by the result of the Berrien Springs meeting. Angels of heaven were working there to bring altogether different results, but their efforts were defeated. This has nearly cost me my life. I am weak and much reduced. The doctors here wish me to take treatment, but this enfeebles me, and I have decided not to take very much. I have two or three letters written to you. They were written before yours came. When I am able, I will finish them and send them to you. If you will take your position decidedly for the right, the Holy Spirit will help you. The great longing of my soul has been that you would come to the light. If you will do thorough work, if you will break from Satan's snare, and show that repentance which is begotten by the Holy Spirit, the Lord will be glorified in you. I have hoped, I have prayed that you would take your stand firmly for the right. Work, oh, work earnestly in pressing to the light. I cannot write any more today, for I am very weary. I will write again when I am rested.